16th at 10 a.m. Is our recorder working?
Yes.
Okay, so once again, Public Works meeting is called to order at 10:12 a.m., Monday the 16th. We will be meeting this morning in joint committee meeting with the Budget Committee, and we have a number of different capital projects before us, and Mr. Chairman, if it suits you, I'd like to just take two items a little bit out of order here. If we could begin with the bond acts that involve the improvements at the community college.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
What numbers would those be?
3307.
On our agenda, on our three and four.
Yes, and I would also like to call the Committee on Budget and Appropriations to order. We do have a listening quorum available, and we'll be joined by Chairman Jenkins shortly. So on these items, Mr. Chairman, please take the lead in this.
Very good, okay. Well, gentlemen, why don't we talk a little bit about, let's begin with the Student Center improvements. And our agenda indicates this is a bond act. We're meeting today to authorize the issuance of $9,900,000, and this is to finance this particular capital project involving the Student Center. So what do we actually have here?
Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. We appreciate you taking the time to meet with us. My name is Patrick Imperio, I'm the Vice President of Dean Administrative Services at the college, and let me just take a minute to introduce a couple of people that I have today. Our Controller, Mario Cavalli, our Head of Facilities, Kevin Garvey, and our Head of Security, Brian Delansky. What we're here, and I'm going to do the least amount of talking unless a lot of financial questions come up, and please feel free to ask any financial questions that you have. But I'll let Brian discuss the Safety and Security Project, which is the next project we'll discuss, and the Student Center Improvement Project, which is the $9.9 million that Mr. Ryan is discussing right now. Kevin will discuss the project in detail, and then we'll discuss the financial part of it. As you all know, we think that both of these projects represent a good deal for both the college and the county, because as you all know, the state participates in at least half the financing in all of our projects, because the state provides 50% of the funding, and then we, together, the county and the state, the county and the college provides the other 50%. So for this particular project, the county shares $9.9 million, but as you'll see, the total cost is almost $22.8 million, which is other than county financing. So in this particular project, the county is providing less than 50% of the financing. And again, these are county buildings. We occupy the buildings, but they are, at the end of the day, county buildings, and we are updating not only the infrastructure of these buildings, but also, in this particular case, increasing the experience, expanding the project. So I'll let Kevin get into a little detail about what we're actually doing, and if any questions come up, please feel free to ask.
Very good.
Thank you. Basically, the project is the infrastructure, the HVAC, plumbing, and fire alarm and fire safety. The amount of work that we're doing in the building requires us to install fire sprinklers and a new fire alarm panel. We'll be updating the kitchen equipment where we have our cafeteria, and also in this building, we have the culinary curriculum. So the culinary curriculum classrooms and their equipment will be upgraded as well. The building was built in the early 1960s, it hasn't been upgraded in close to 40 years. We plan on putting in high-efficiency boilers, high-efficiency air conditioning units, and also expanding the size of the sewer line. We've noticed over the years that the more and more people that use the building, the sewer line just isn't up to snuff, so we have to increase that as well. So in a nutshell, that's what we're going to be doing. The cafeteria again, the seating spaces, some of the offices, all of these will be rehabbed and upgraded, and the lighting as well.
You mentioned the fire alarm, fire safety. The fire suppression system. You also mentioned the kitchen, with your comments about the upgrade of the culinary equipment. The requirements that we have for fire suppression in the kitchen area of the facility, is that expensive? And I only ask because we've had over the past year a discussion about proposed legislation here that would regulate who, in fact, is able to install and check on a regular basis the functioning of fire suppression equipment. So we've come to learn a little bit about its importance, but you mentioned the facility where obviously we'd be very concerned about it being there and being, a good system that protects the students. And,
if we didn't even have, if we weren't even doing the rehab to the rest of the building, and we were just concentrating on the cafeteria itself, the fire suppression system is extensive because of gas, fryers, all of these different pieces of equipment that have to. We are inspected every year by the New York State Office of Fire Prevention. So we are required to have that suppression system inspected by a third party every year. And we are on the last leg. We found one company that's certified to inspect this equipment, and we didn't want to spend additional funds to install it because we knew we were doing this rehab to the building, so we're trying to save money. But it is at the end of its useful life. As I said, the building was built in the early 1960s, so we're holding on to everything we can. Not putting any money into something that we know that in a year we're just going to have to rip out.
Yeah. Okay. Surprisingly good shape. I mean, most of us remember when, many of those buildings were new. That building, years later, the library up on the hill. I mean, you know, it's that particular building is seems to be in very good shape considering its age and and the way it's been used over the years.
Absolutely, and we're not actually doing too much work on the structure of the building itself. It's more the interior that's really starting to show its age. Yeah. You know, the behind-the-scenes stuff that people just don't see every day.
Okay. Pete?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As Chair of Environment, I'm really glad, and Energy, I'm really glad to hear you're doing energy efficient boilers and lighting and things like that. We, the county, have a contract with NYPA to review all our capital projects.
Yes, sir.
And all for this. Has this project been before
all
them?
All my projects go to NYPA now.
Okay.
The last time we were here, we made an arrangement with NYPA that once we get complete design, we send them, and we have a small contract with them so that we can pay them on an hourly basis to review our project.
Okay.
Let me say for the record, too, that not to pat ourselves on the back, but they haven't had any suggestions that we haven't already thought of ourselves in design. All of our design criteria now is for LEED Silver or better. So that's written into not only the documents for the architects, but also the documents for construction.
Good. That's great to hear. Did we get anything in writing from them?
I have, and if
we would love to see that. And Katie, this is a point to the administration, sort of a deal that we've worked out with the last administration. Hopefully, we can work it with this. When we get capital projects, just like we get the fiscal impact statement, anything that's come that's been reviewed by NYPA, we were getting kind of like an informal environmental impact statement, just so we can see what NYPA has done, if they suggested, and this is not just for your project, but for all projects, if they suggested other financing, all those kinds of things, that would be very helpful.
And this has been called the Harcum Report.
Very good.
Thank you, both chairs.
Any other questions from Public Works?
The subcommittee on capital project review this item, Mr. Chairman, and referred it for approval for both of our.
Yeah, that's good. They met right last week, didn't they?
Friday morning.
Okay. All right. Why don't we move then into the second bond act that's before us, the
safety and security. Bond.
Safety and security.
A number of years ago, we hired a consulting firm, a security consulting firm, to develop a master plan for our security systems for the entire college. And once that plan was completed, we broke it down into three budgetary phases. This represents phase one. It's a comprehensive plan overall. It includes cameras, access control systems, emergency communication systems, duress alarms, life safety type devices as well. This first phase represents our philosophy is people before property. We want to make sure that we have the ability to issue an alert. This is really kind of a post-Virginia Tech communication system. So the overwhelming majority of the funds in this project are for putting PA systems throughout all of our buildings, putting digital signage throughout our buildings and throughout the campus, and to put emergency alert sirens on the campus so that we have the ability, if something happens, to immediately push information out and to effectively hit the big red button to alert the people on campus that there's a security event that they need to be aware of. And then the other major component of the project is just to put locks on all the classrooms. We don't even have, from the inside, if there was somebody in the hallway with a gun. These buildings were designed before that was on anybody's radar, so just the ability for faculty to be able to lock the door and hopefully keep a bad guy out just a fundamental thing, and that's the smaller piece of it. The majority is the communication systems, but that's what this project represents.
But that component is partially being used in the college today, right? Because
we have an alert system that does text, voice, email, and fax, and that's really a CMO system that we're able to utilize locally through our relationship with SUNY. But post Virginia Tech, all of the guidance was that you can't really rely on any one type or one facet of communication. You really have to have a broad-based system. So what this does is it supplements that with actual infrastructure in the buildings, so that if you're in a dead spot and your cell phone doesn't work, or if you happen to be out of the office and you're not there to get the email, you're still going to get the alert. If you're on campus, you're going to know that something's going on. So it's really a supplemental project to that alert system.
And this is to a total cost of?
The total cost of Mr. Alvarado is $2.292 million. The county share of this is $1,146,000. Again, that's phase one of the project. And the state has already bonded for their piece of this project.
And it covers the entire campus, 21 buildings plus the ground. So
the Gateway Center was already anticipated to be equipped with this type of...
Yes.
So that's the most modern, I would assume, right?
It's actually the first building that's built to what we might consider our future security standard once we implement these projects. Mm-hmm.
Members?
What's a... Pete?
Go ahead, after you, Mr. Chair.
What's a thumbnail sketch of phases two and three?
Phase two is cameras in all of our parking lots, and then really starting with perimeter security, just securing perimeter doors, putting controllable hardware so that we can lock and unlock with a keystroke rather than having to run around with physical keys, putting cameras at the entrances, and really just working from the outside on our way in. And then the third phase is really getting to the interior spaces of the building, computer labs, high-value areas, things like that.
Okay. Pete?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Who's the responding police agency? Is it the county police or local or a
county police
major?
Have jurisdiction. Okay. They actually reviewed the master plan when we developed it.
That was my question.
So they definitely did review that. In terms of responding, we have Mount Pleasant out one gate, Greenberg out another gate, and county police have jurisdiction on campus. So when we put out a call for help, they all come.
Okay. But they've all reviewed it and
jurisdiction.
It's...
Yes.
So
the county, if I may... Sir, was the one that recommended that we put the cameras into the parking lots. That was the one thing that they felt we were lacking, and that's why we decided to do it in phase two.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mr.
Yeah. Now, going to the numbers, the appropriation for this year, Olivia, I'm looking at the, we don't have an appropriation for the third year. And the county share for next year would be $871,000.
So it's a new...
That's in this year's budget, Mr. Alvarado. That, mm-hmm. That's in the 10-11 budget. It was approved, 871. The total project cost for is $1,742,000. 871 would be the county share. 871 would be the state share. And that's in the 10-11 budget that was approved last week.
All right, but that's for the second phase.
That's the third phase.
Oh, that would be the third phase, right. So this is the second then?
This is the first phase. Last year, just to go through the three phases, because mm-hmm. it does get a little complicated. In the 08-09 budget that was approved, the county approved the project. Okay, the state then approved the financing for that in their 9-10 budget. We are now asking the county to approve the bonding for phase one. Again, the state approved it in their 9-10 budget. We are now asking you to approve the financing for phase one. In the 9-10 budget, the county approved phase two. The state is in the process of approving the bonding for phase two. In this year's budget, the 10-11 budget, you approved phase three. We will now seek funding for phase three with the state, and then we will seek funding for you at some point.
Is that how it normally happens?
That's
we approve it first?
Yes.
Okay, so they want us to commit first.
That's right. You need to commit first before they will commit.
All right, members, any other concerns, Mr. Chairman? I don't know. Again, necessary post 9/11, post Virginia Tech. I every so often when I need a refresher, I take courses at the college, and a couple of times we were locked out because the security code was not authorized, especially at the beginning of the classes. If the professor gets there late, and you just can't get in there, and it is a good thing that Virginia Tech should have had, where you cannot gain access unless you knock on the door and people can see you in that little glass. Among all the things that are trying to do to keep students safe.
Yeah, these are two important and obviously necessary projects. And, you know, as you mentioned, unless Public Works has any other questions, I would ask that we vote to report these to the full board.
Yeah, on items 3307, 3306, for both committees, a motion for budget.
So moved
by Mr. Harkin, second by Mr. Burton.
Alfreda.
Motion for public
board. Second by Mr. Burrows. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, very good. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Not yet.
Good. You were waiting for me.
All right, I'm waiting for you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. We have a couple of bond issues we have to
attend.
Ready?
Yeah. Phil, we'll see you at 4 o'clock then.
All right, Gordon. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
How's the pup doing?
The pup is just elevated. She got at the dog park this weekend. Not so long. Mary went out with a friend of hers on Sunday. He was going to part diesel, part what's the crazy dog? The awful dog, Pitbull. Puppy. And the two of them ran their butts for an hour. Right. Inside of an enclosed acre and a half.
Well, maybe you guys
maybe exhausted.
All right. Should we move to the top of the agenda,
yes.
Mr. Chairman? All right. Item one on the budget agenda is at Bond Act SOS 81, Austining Wastewater Treatment Plant Chlorine Reduction. And it's SOS 6 associated with it, so I would assume Commissioner of Environmental Facilities would address these two. Do you have any other items? It was this morning, just those two, right, Commissioner?
Just those two, and I have one this afternoon in Public Works. So if you have time, we could certainly save a trip.
Do we have a quorum to approve item one?
Yes, we can hear. We
okay. We would love to accommodate it, but it's up to the chairman.
I can't be here this afternoon.
All right, well, maybe if we have time, maybe we could I'll bring it on for the agenda this morning.
That'll be awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, the first project, SO06, the Austin Wastewater Treatment Plant repairs. This is a repair to the chlorine contact tank at the Austin Wastewater Treatment Plant. The chlorine contact tank is the last stage of treatment before the effluent is discharged into the Hudson River. It's a concrete structure that partially sits out into the river. It's supported on piles. The plant personnel had noticed some sinkholes behind the sheeting near the contact tank. We had some divers come in, and they made an assessment that some of the piles underneath had deteriorated, and the riprap wall that kind of protects those piles from the back and forth of the tides going in and out needed replacement. So your board had already authorized bonding for the design, and this is really for the construction of those repairs.
I think it's a terrific idea, Mr. Chairman. I'd be prepared to move it at any time you think appropriate.
All right, and I'll accept the motion as of now. I guess we're both committed.
Yes. Well, I don't know. So I'm Public Works.
Have a motion before we get to discussion. Have a motion and a second on this bond act.
So much.
Motion, okay, and a second.
Second.
Well, Alfreda. Alfreda, okay.
Second for budget.
Okay, perfect.
Any discussion? Any comments on the respective commissioner's remarks?
This is part of the long green. I mean, there's been a set of plans, and I'm saying as far as the chlorine reduction. I remember there was a few different ones that came up over the last year or so that you had in the mix as far as this green reduction. This is part of that.
Well, that's the next one. That's actually the next bond deck.
Okay. And the chairman of the subcommittee on capital projects to review this item Mr. Chairman, we move forward with the college, and it was reported that you had also reviewed those two projects.
If I may, just comment on one thing. We've gone through a detailed review in the capital projects on this and the next project. There is just one point that I'd like to make for the record that I've been requesting of all of the departments that are doing these capital project expenditures, that there be a clear link between the work being done and jobs being created in Westchester County. Part of what we have done in the capital projects is ask for a number of jobs that are created by each dollar amount that's being spent. And we use the federal guidelines, which I think is about, $92,000 that generally measures to a dollar. However, I think that... To a job, right?
Okay.
Right, an FTE, basically.
Uh-huh.
But I think that there needs to be a clear tracing or some level of tracing of the job creations that are occurring and those jobs being related to residents of Westchester County to ensure that the monies that are being spent are being recirculated in this county, generating sales tax and job opportunities here. I put forward a piece of legislation that is pending in the legislation committee that actually seeks to do closer tracing of the dollars. And I just wanted to put that on the record.
Yep, and any comments on that, Commissioner?
When we met with the legislator, we were there with Public Works Commissioner Shu, and all our projects go through Public Works, as you know. So he had offered to look over the certified payrolls and get the amount of hours that are spent. We didn't know if we could get the information for where people live. So we may not get specific addresses, but we may get county, not in county.
Mm-hmm.
So at least to develop those numbers so you know that
they're county
residents.
And he immediately surfaces.
Did you hear your name?
Standing out in the hallway. Waiting for us.
Yes.
Yeah, and that would be helpful, and that's I guess in the equation of things, we have people that do serve this county that do not reside here, and I guess in the legislation that you are proposing, that factor should...
Yeah, it is being considered. I understand that it's not a matter of requiring, but more aspirational, in that if we are not consciously making decisions that drive toward creating job opportunities in Westchester, we more or less miss the opportunities while we spend a lot of money in creating jobs, but we don't have any traceable way of showing we're having the economic impact.
So it's definitely music to our ears, I think, and to the members' ears. Mr. Chairman, both items have been moved and seconded. I mean, the item have been moved and seconded in both committees. Should we move forward? Any other questions from the members?
So if there's no other discussion, we can move forward with...
It's on both items?
No, one.
No.
Just on the first one.
3148. 3148, moved and seconded in both committees. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. 3148 moved forward. Move. And, Commissioner.
Okay, the second bonding request is for Project SOS 81. This is for the Austin Wastewater Treatment Plant chlorine reduction. We have received a new Stevie's permit, which is a state pollutant discharge elimination system permit for this facility. And it requires us to have a very low chlorine residual before we discharge the effluent into the river. So what the plant normally does, and we did a study on this to find the most cost-effective way of doing it, we use a bleach solution, a chlorine solution, to disinfect the wastewater. And we have to do that to get all of the bacteria down to acceptable levels. But now the state wants us to make sure that the chlorine is removed before we discharge it to the river. So this project, which we have bonding for design, and now we're asking for construction bonding authorization, is to build a dechlorination facility. And basically, what we will do is add another chemical, sodium bisulfite, to the end of the chlorine contact tank that we just spoke about, to dissipate all the chlorine to acceptable levels required by our permit. So it's really the building of a room inside the plant to house two 500-gallon chemical storage tanks and appropriate pumps and piping to deliver the chemical. And, of course, the controls of those pumps.
And, Mr. Jenkins, you were alluding to this item before. I have you. Now is the time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, that's part of the room range plan in the treatment plants that we were talking about.
That's correct.
No, I appreciate that.
Okay, Mr. Hart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just putting my environment hat on here. So we're adding a chemical to the chlorine to dissipate the chlorine. What's the impact of the new chemical we're adding on the water? I mean, does that go out? Does it have harmful toxic effects? What's the deal with the second chemical?
No, the only effect it would have besides removing the chlorine is it also scavenges oxygen. So what we have to do is also add a small diffuser at the end of the tank just to re-aerate the water before it goes into the river. It's a commonly used chemical in the industry to test aerators to see how well they aerate. So it's really not extremely toxic as far as impacts on the river.
Thanks. I guess the motion is in order for this item.
Have a motion for the Public Works.
So moved.
And second.
For both committees, if I may, Mr. Chairman, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And just for clarification, this is an additional million to the quarter million that we had pre-approved for the study and so on, right?
I'm sorry, who seconded it for Public Works?
Alfred, I did.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, at this point, within our agenda, as Chairman of the Public Works Committee, you're okay, obviously. This is an item that where the Budget and Appropriations Committee can stand at ease for a moment. they've taken this up, but the commissioner is due back up here in White Plains this afternoon. But he's here now, and it happens to be the Yonkers Joint Treatment Plant roof replacement. I'm willing to take this up right now with an explanation from the department and an opportunity for any questions by Public Works, so we can dispose of this item. So with your permission, if I could bring that onto the agenda.
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Commissioner, it's SY030, Yonkers Joint Treatment Plant roof replacement. And this is the item that you would have been talking to us about this afternoon. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And the members, I'm also a member of Public Works. The members of Budget have had listened to the testimony already, so just keep it in memory, but copies are being handed out.
Oh, good.
That's yours. You sat in your chair for a while.
The item.
You sat in your chair for necessary.
The Yonkers Joint Treatment Plant was upgraded in a number of different steps. The last major upgrade to the treatment plant was in 1977-78, and a lot of the roofs in that plant are of that vintage. So we have started this capital project, SY030, to start replacing those roofs. This is the first roof to be replaced. It's at the CSO facility, or the South Yonkers Screen House, which is actually on the other side of the tracks, on the east side of the tracks, from the treatment plant. This was the original building that was the treatment plant back in 1929. So it's got a lot of history to it. The roof is over 25 years old. It leaks. We had a major leak over the top of a motor control center, which causes some problems with the treatment that's in that building. So we're asking for this roof to be the first one to be replaced.
So moved.
Second. The motion is second. On the issue, Mr. Avenatti.
Good morning. Commissioner, my favorite subject, when you're talking about roofs, what's the chance of putting in some solar panels here?
There's a lot of odor control ductwork and fans on the top of that roof, so there's not a lot of open space. We are going to increase, of course, the insulation and have like a white reflective roof to try and be a little bit more energy efficient. But as far as solar panels, I just don't think that they would pay for themselves.
Has anybody contacted a private company? I recognize that the money is tight for the county. But what some of us have suggested in the past is a public-private partnership. Collect rent from somebody for using the roof, and then it's their problem whether it makes money or not. As long as they put it in a fashion that doesn't interfere with your use of the place, you know, you're in effect renting space. And even if it's a small amount of money that you get, it's something more, and you're now producing energy that we could probably use in the building.
Probably look into that during the design phase.
Could you do that?
Would it interfere with all due respect?
That's what they would have
perhaps,
to do.
But it sounds like they may have already looked into that.
Well,
because last year we did a lot of
asking,
and I do remember them talking a lot about the fact that there's all this other stuff there.
But I think that's up to them and the private contract, and when they get up on the roof and walk around and see if there's enough square footage. It doesn't cost anything to invite some private contractors in like we did with the bus garage. And if the private contractors want to put their time in to do this, I think we have to start to look at this at every facility, every building that we have, and see if there's a way. If it doesn't work out, well, then at least you've got some people who went out there and said it doesn't work. And it doesn't, not just on the roof. We may want to look elsewhere on the facility to see if there are other places we can do this.
Mr. James.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The suggestion that Mr. Avenatti is making is an excellent one, but I believe that the right process would be for us to set policy to do that, so that as opposed to asking on a one-off basis, which the commissioner said he would, that we should establish that as a policy. If Mr. Avenatti would accept that,
ask the county to evaluate every building and see if which ones are appropriate, which ones aren't.
I'd be happy to have a meeting on that.
Commissioner Hsu is with us. John, I remember a few years ago we had discussions up here when Commissioner Butler was in on a number of different items.
We've been working very closely with Night Vision, though, for the installation of solar panels.
Uh-huh.
We installed solar panels on the low rise, and we installed solar panels at Emergency Services in Valhalla most recently. The low rise The cost is approximately $1 million. We paid for it through operating. The solar panels installed in emergency services, we're actually paying back through energy savings. In terms of the ability for us to rent our space, one of the initiatives that NYPA has undertaken right now, they have an RFP on the street, was to look at certain sites where, in fact, we could rent out the space for the installation of solar panels that would benefit not only our facility, but other facilities in terms of reselling the energy. One of the locations actually is in Rye. Rye Playland parking lot is one of the locations by virtue of its location, by virtue of the amount of sun it gets. So we are waiting for NYPA to come back with some proposals from private RFP vendors who have expressed an interest in perhaps renting, quote, the space to install solar panels. All right, so that's something we've been working with NYPA, as you know, for the last 3-4 years. NYPA is tied in with NYSERDA, and clearly they're the two leading agencies that have endeavored into the solar panel area. There are a lot of solar panel manufacturers. Some will sell you anything, as most vendors will. So we've relied on NYPA because NYPA has a big R&D section and they've done all their due diligence and research. So so that's where we are with the solar panels. There is a lot of issues with solar panels. One of the major concerns with the low rise was that we had just installed a new roof and that we made sure that all the roof penetrations, in fact, would not jeopardize the 20-year warranty that we have with the roof manufacturers. There's a lot of issues here, and we actually were able to coordinate the solar panel installation with the roofing contractor, so we ensure that we have our 20-year warranty. All right.
That's why I raised, Mr. Chairman, that's why I raised the question when they're redoing the roof, because now is the time to do the coordination, mm-hmm. make sure that they can work together. Also, if I could ask the Environment Committee somewhere along the way, can we get a report from the Commissioner on whatever happened to the discussions about the bus garage? I don't know that now's the appropriate place to do it, but somewhere along the way, because I know that last year we did have people go up there.
Right.
There was a whole troop of people who went up there to look at it, and we never heard what happened.
Yeah, we'll get on it.
And there's some discussion perhaps of even doing something with Liberty Lines and trying to use the roof for the bus garage down in Yonkers, which is huge. But all of this obviously is not easy to do. It requires a lot of coordination. A lot of people have to sign on. But that's the only way we're ever going to get this stuff done. If government doesn't do it first, the private sector is not going to follow. Although, in some cases, the private sector is way ahead of us.
Happy to.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions for Public Works? Okay.
I'll be happy to move this item on behalf of Public Works, Mr. Chairman.
Your motion was need a second?
Second.
May have had that. Okay.
By the way.
Yeah. All right. All in favor of reporting this to the full board?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Susan, that was the only issue that the commissioner was coming in for this afternoon?
Yes. Commissioner Hsu asked to meet the item on infrastructure repairs.
No, that's okay. Yeah, he's here anyway. Okay. Commissioner, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, Tom, it's appreciated. We'll get to, we've been able to take care of this afternoon's item.
Okay, thank you very much.
We're moving right along now, jointly with items 5 and 6 on the budget agenda, 3340 and 3339. As Ms. Rhodes always says, start using the four-digit number. So, Tibbetts Bathhouse Infrastructure. Rehab. Commission.
There are two acts before the board. The first act is a CBA to amend the original capital by increasing the sum by an additional $650,000. And this is to address additional water service from the Cross County Parkway ramp at Midland Avenue all the way down Midland Avenue into the park to provide additional water service to meet the new fire codes in the building. The current bathhouse does not have sufficient water in which to provide the fire sprinkler system, which would meet current FPA codes. So that's the first act. The second one is to basically pass the entire act, which is for $5,900,000, which includes a previously bonded $400,000 for design. What this capital will do is, as you know, we recently opened Tibbetts Park, the Lazy River, and this is the bathhouse component of that project. The bathhouse is very antiquated. Everything is substandard, the interior space, the restrooms, the locker rooms, the first aid station, the lifeguard station, the fee collection and park pass sale areas are all very antiquated. Additionally, as you know, on the second floor is where they have the two model railroad operations. I guess it's
right.
Owners have been very vocal on mm-hmm. that. And one of the ideas there was, as part of the renovations, we would bring the exhibits down to the first floor so that people could actually view the exhibits and renovate the second floor so that we can make it a revenue-producing space, perhaps to communities, to nonprofits, and whoever wanted to rent the space at the facility. The third thing is to obviously bring the fire suppression system up to current codes, which is part of the water issue, which is part of upgrading the water pressure to this site. And general site improvements, plantings, minor railroad resurfacing, fence repairs, anything ancillary to the actual pool itself. The pool capital addressed the immediate fence around the pool as by code. This is all the other issues around the park in that general vicinity.
And again, we approved the design and everything else on this particular project, and this really would complete the whole infrastructure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And does this include the remaining portion? What is it, the slide or whatever? Was something that we didn't
No, there, we missed two slides on the pool.
There is a slide portion of it, which is approximately, depending on who you talk to, around $250,000. Okay. The goal here is that with this capital, there may be room in which to actually add the pool, add the slide to this. We already have the infrastructure in place for the slides. Everything is buried, everything's labeled, so adding the slides, we had actually tried to pre-purchase the slide through a purchase order, and the vendor came back extremely high in price, and we think that we need to go out and review the specifications, but yes, the intent is to use this capital, which we think there's a little bit of elbow room to be able to do that, since the infrastructure is already in place.
Okay.
Without asking for an additional appropriation in the pool project.
Understood. The only thing, Ms. Chairman, is that the only thing I would want to make sure in supporting this particular project is certainly as a Yonkers legislator supporting this particular item is to make sure that that is included in this $5.9 million total.
In other words, we would like this to be the final investment there. We really have invested a lot of money. I think the increase in attendance has really shown, and the revenue generating anticipation should be there.
Do we need to add that? I'm just asking the commissioner.
Do we need to memorialize?
Do we need to have that as an additional item? I mean, and certainly understanding the commissioner's view that this would be able to get accomplished in that particular realm, and I certainly feel confident in him saying that. However, you know, we want to make sure that we memorialize that in the documentation because we do know that there's another set of projects in Tibbetts that there were considerations with dredging that. Was that lake thing or whatever? It's not even a lake anymore. I don't know what the hell it is. Whatever it is, dredging that thing, how that was a separate project altogether. That's not part of this, right? So Mr. Chairman, there's going to be additional investment in that facility.
No, but I mentioned the pool and the bathhouse project. And by the way, you're right. The lake is adjacent to it,
right.
and it needs dredging and so on and so forth. But it is not part of these.
No.
Can we memorialize the fact that this slide...
Yes, you can add the slide as part of the capital. It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. As soon as you pass the bond, I'll go out and pre-purchase the slide down.
So do we need that? We need to modify it. We can do that.
But you can memorialize it. I'm okay with it. I already have the specs, you know. We
so how...
we can just slide it in.
He's here all week.
Three shows a night. All right.
I think the chairman's control of this meeting is slip sliding away.
All right.
You just add it in. I mean,
this project shall include the slide where do added the lawyers in the committee?
Well, I would suggest that it could be added in anywhere in the legislation. It's
right.
One or two sentences,
right.
And I'd ask the commissioner to just
okay.
Yeah.
Make
we'll modify the legislation to add that slide.
To modify the legislation.
Okay.
Okay.
And again, because in these economic times, I think we could do better than what
the high numbers that came up with.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is also going to be subject to their finding the lower cost better on this, right?
Okay, and he's aware of it. Absolutely. All right, as amended, then both items, if I may, Mr. Chairman, we'll go for, and I'll move the Tibbetts item. Legislator Freck would second me on that one.
Public Works.
I will move in public works.
Mr. Jenkins.
I'll second Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Alvarado.
All in favor for both committees, if I may, Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, items 5 and 6 of the budget agenda, 3340, 3339, have moved forward to the full board. Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that concludes the agenda for the joint committee meeting this morning. So as that is the case, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn Public Works.
So moved.
A motion, a second, and if there's no objection, then Public Works Committee is now adjourned. And just for the record, another scheduled meeting of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation will begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, and that should be anticipated, a short meeting. I'm committed to we start promptly to be there for the first 30 minutes, which should be the most we need.
When the clock strikes 4, I'd like to get underway. we have a bond act that will be in front of us and a few other pieces of business that I believe are just course setting, course corrections, and having to do with our work agenda through the balance of August and into September and the rest of the fall. So right. It shouldn't be a long meeting.
Thank you. Moving on to item 7, ID number 3368, resolution requiring the Department of Finance to recover $5.9 million. Who do we have from
finance? So moved.
Second. What does this do? We're talking about the...
This was a bill.
The instruction we gave to the Finance Commission was to send a bill.
Yes.
Apparently the bill has not been paid.
Oh, you have discussed this already?
Yeah. No, yeah, as Mr. Burton is alluding to, the Commissioner of Finance was here and directed by this committee to do this, and I guess we have not documentation that this has transpired, or?
We have not received payment yet. The county has not received payment yet.
So what does this do, if I may?
Instructs the attorney to go.
I think it just formalizes the will of the board.
Yeah, that rises to a
higher
level.
Since we were the ones that asked for it, the first ones, got it.
I have a question.
Sure.
Does this take account the monies that we wrote off on the basis of intergovernmental IGTs?
No.
No.
Uh-uh. No. This is direct monies owed to the county by the medical. That have been accounted for. There may be some discrepancies with that they may not want to agree, but this is the amount of money due to the county, and we directed the finance director to...
They agree with these numbers?
Well, you have the thing.
Well,
I'm reading it. Do they agree with these numbers?
The hospital wanted further documentation. We have asked finance to provide us with what the hospital has requested. We have not received a response from finance as to what the issue is with the hospital.
But wouldn't it be wise to do that before we go forward to take steps to recover money that may not be owed?
This is not new. No, this is not.
This is the first time. I was not at the meeting where this was discussed.
Yeah, you would have.
This is the first time I've heard that there was any discrepancy in monies owed us.
It's been discussed at length,
Mr. Evan.
I hadn't heard it prior to this year.
That's why we instructed finance to go and do this.
I would move this, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Jenkins, and a motion for Mr. Harkin.
And I'll second it.
A second by Ms. Myers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for clarity, this particular item has been carried on our book, Mr. Chairman. This has been carried on our book our accounting for the last couple of years. So this is not a new item. This has been carried from BKS in last year's audit and the year before that as well. Right. So it's not new.
Yeah, Mr. Avenatti, it's a little complicated because there's some discrepancy, but not at our end. Those are the numbers, and the numbers are what are owed.
And these haven't been written off as on the transfers
and
with the IGTs.
The finance has been meeting with Medical Center, maybe he's questioning some, you know, asking for additional data, let's say, on some of the utility charges and how they're done and things like that.
That would be the new charges.
We've been carrying these on our books all these years.
As a receivable.
I guess.
Were we carrying them, or was it on? Was it an error?
I'm not exactly sure what. Yeah, it was included in the financial statement.
Oh, it's always been carried as an amount that the corporation owed to us. Because I know when we first discussed this, probably a few months ago now, because of my role over 6 years with the medical center.
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
I was kind of caught by surprise, but I do remember the conversation. I know that when the conversation was finished, I was satisfied that the component parts of the, I guess the 5.8 or whatever it is, I was satisfied that in fact was what had happened. And I think there was a misquote, one of the items involved, a misquote by us as to an amount owing, and that resulted in a short payment, which contributed to this total of 5.9. The only thing that I would note this morning is that we've communicated through the medical center. I believe Mr. Jenkins had a conversation with the medical center administration. We've communicated with them our request to be paid. They, in fact, have asked for information. Mr. Avenatti raises a good point. Has finance, in fact, provided that information? I think that's something that we probably should know, because it appears to be an important part of the process. I'd like to see this work out in a way where, it's a calm, peaceful transaction as opposed to some bad feelings on either side because questions were asked but not answered. And so I don't know where, personally, I have no knowledge of what finance has done to address the questions that have been put to them.
We made that request to finance and they have not responded.
I think one of the things that I would like to hear as a member of this board is it's an important request we've made to the hospital. Our finance department has been asked for information. I'd like to know from them sooner rather than later as to when they intend to provide that information or if they believe they have provided it.
We have been asking since August 5th and have not yet received a response.
Well, did anybody tell finance that we were going to be discussing this morning and that they should send somebody?
No, I did not.
So then there's no, that's why they're not here, because they weren't told
Tom,
we were going to
Tom.
Discuss it.
We're memorializing what we didn't when we asked the Commissioner of Finance. And the
and
reason why we're doing this, huh?
And the Commissioner of Finance, she issued the letter.
She did issue the letter.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so then why do we need this resolution to, if she's issued a letter?
Because the payment hasn't been forthcoming. The letter requested that payment be, or commitment be, transmitted by July 5th. It
right.
is.
Right, but the medical center has come back and said, from what I'm hearing from you, we don't know what you're talking about. Give us some details.
A bit of a stretch for the description.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I haven't read their letter either.
There's two different issues. And Mr. Chairman, just for clarity, there's two different sets of issues. There is the... there's two different issues. The first issue is on the $5.8 million, which we've been carrying on our books for...
Well, that's the question. I'm not aware that we've been carrying that $5.8.
Okay,
obviously...
Well, the
finance
has told you.
That's not an issue because it's part of our audited financial statements. So that we vote on the board. So if there's a level of detail that members have not been involved in, that's fair.
Well, has the medical center been carrying it on their books?
I would think that if they're being audited by the same firm, And I'm not sure, but even if they are, they'll have to carry it. I mean,
unless they don't recognize it as a debt.
Hold on a minute. It's a liability that needs to be carried. It's simple accounting. If I got a receivable, you have a payable.
Exactly. That's why I'm asking the question. Do they agree to this?
You can go look at their financial statements if you like.
Did anybody do that?
But it would seem to me that you're questioning the accountant's disclosure of an item in our financial statement. Which, to me, I would think that if it's in our financial statement, it's in there. It's not up to us to say, well, the accountant should have booked it or they should have booked it. We have to take it for face value.
The issue here is we have already highlighted this. We directed finance to do what they did. They're not forthcoming. We clarify to us what has been arranged with the medical center. And so now we want to memorialize our direct
money.
Yeah, this is an intercept.
I think this is a little premature,
quite honestly.
It says withhold the money.
Let's hear what Bob.
That's a rather serious step.
At the last meeting of the finance committee, which I attended, that's at the hospital, they questioned the $5 million. And also, we have been submitting billings to them, the services provided. They said that the backup that they received was not sufficient for their auditors to accept.
For the services provided, that's the utility bill.
And also, the finance department just issued a memo regarding the billings to the hospital. That apparently they hadn't been following up on them, and the finance committee, the finance commissioner, is now assuming the responsibility of going over these items and checking them out before they get one paid. So I think right now I'd say that finance departments were not, let's say, up to date as far as the billings and submitting the backup to the hospital.
So the hospital, then, we're hearing, is not ready to make any payments because they're not sure what they're paying for. They're looking for the backup information.
They claim that the information was not sufficient for their auditors to accept. And they have appointed a person at the hospital then to look into the discrepancies and get back to us.
Now, I'm just concerned about us asking for monies that go to the hospital to be intercepted if, in fact, there's a dispute over the monies. If they don't dispute the monies and they're just not paying it, then I don't see a problem with intercepting it. But I think it's a little bit... taking this step,
Mr. Williams, in response.
I just have a question. As a board, I think that once you approve, I mean, I think we vote on the financial statements, don't we?
No.
On their board?
No, on our financial statements, basically, to accept our audited financial statements.
We receive it here at the committee.
Right, in other words, we have,
we accept it.
We accept it.
Yeah.
We accepted it. The board may not vote as a total, but the board accepts those financial statements and the financial information in there as being accurate. Unless we are saying here that we have a $5.8 million asset on our books that the board of this county is saying we don't believe that's a proper asset, then we should write it off. We cannot take the position that we have an asset on our books and it's not a good asset and maintain that retained there, because what we would be doing is knowingly, I would think, knowingly continuing to keep an asset that we're claiming is not a good asset on our books, and holding that out to the public.
But,
I mean, that's my opinion.
The CAFRA for 2009 has not been given to us yet, and we are awaiting that, and I believe in the 2009 CAFRA. This is part of our financial statement.
Right.
But we have not approved the CAFRA because it hasn't come up to us yet from finance, nor have we received be mentioned by the county auditors. And we have been had to the finance department to furnish that information.
I got my hand raised here for something other than my health.
Okay. I wasn't saying
that.
Touch it. Yeah, right. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Just as a follow-up, a lot of good points are being made. My only suggestion is this. I think that it's clear that the county, through the executive branch, through the finance department, through the board, we have a position. We had a discussion here. I think we asked some questions and we understood how a number of things did in fact fit together that came up with this 5.8, which was owed by the medical center. And we felt at the conclusion of that final meeting we had that it was owed. Communication went to the healthcare center and they came back with what I view was a very reasonable response. If the response happens to be, okay, we hear what you're saying, could you provide us with the details, the backup information? Because clearly, we don't show that. And I understand that because one of the items happened to be their willingness to pay us money, and we provided them with the wrong figure. So if they're now getting a message from us, please pay the amount, and they come back and they say, could you provide us with the details of what it is we're paying? If we can acknowledge here that perhaps the department that's responsible to do that has not done it yet, then maybe before we put, go to DEFCON, whatever it is, and put all the missiles in the air, especially when we start talking about the intercept of county aid to the medical center, maybe we could invest maybe one more conversation, a small meeting with the leadership over the hospital. Do you now have what you need? Can we please find out whether or not finance, in finance's view, has now given them what they need? Can we have that meeting? And then we can all be comfortable with the fact that they have the information. It should be clear to them that they need to make a payment. And if then there is a problem, then I say that you then go to the next measure. But I think right now to vote this morning that we begin an aid intercept simply because the medical center, who incidentally, we've been working very hard over the years to, we are the deep pocket. We are the ones that have to race back into the picture as soon as cash flow over there doesn't allow them to do what they have to do. We also, not us in this room, but we also are the county government that advised them last December, where no one knew this was coming, but by the way, we're now pulling $12 million out of your operation. And no one for 6 years ever concluded that by the end of 2009, that was something that this government could do. But we went ahead and did it. So it just seems to me that invest just a few more minutes in a sit-down to find out whether or not finance has done what it's supposed to do, and then invest a few minutes with the hospital management and explain to them once again, we need this. A resolution, us at arm's length, putting the missiles in the air and saying, boom, we're cutting off your aid. I'm not voting for that this morning.
All right. Mr. Harkin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Based on Chairman Ryan's eloquence there, I would be willing to withdraw my motion for one meeting. Let's see if we can get a little more information. Let's get this resolved this week. With the caveat that if we don't, I can bring the motion back at the next meeting.
Okay, I have let me follow this, Mr. Avenatti. Mr. Jenkins.
And Mr. Chairman, I was actually going to do something
along similar lines.
Except what I was going to say is that what I think that members should do that are concerned about this at this point in time is drop the item out. And then, because our meeting is not till, there's no action taken on this until September 7th, unless you're having another meeting in between now.
If necessary, I would have that.
I'm saying so. Wop it out for right now, and Mr. Chairman, I'm fully fair having the commitment from you that if finance has come back with the documentation as Ms. Ryan has suggested, or has not come back with that information, part of the issue has been that the direction from the board for finance. You know, finance is like, well, what did you guys do beforehand? That was what the commissioner sat at the end of the table and said, which was caused us to have that letter written in the first place. So this particular item sets that direction. If we do not get acceptable information, we will move forward on the item as it's been walked out. If we do get acceptable information, Mr. Chairman, I'm certain that you could recommit the particular item.
I'm looking, and I want to listen to the people that haven't said. I listened to both of you. Ms. Myers, I have...
I just wanted to make the point that we do have a joint review committee meeting set for September 8th, which is after the next board meeting. But this could easily be something that could be added to the agenda, at which point the finance commissioner and the deputy county executive, and sometimes even the county executive, are in attendance at these meetings, and that might be an opportunity to finalize it once and for all.
All right. So you're in agreement with Mr. Harkham to withdraw the motion at this point and not move forward? Okay, Mr. Avenatti, I'm looking for a resolution to these people.
I applaud the withdrawal of the resolution. It seems to me that there are a lot of questions, and I believe the appropriate place to have this discussion is the JRC board. I agree with you on that. I have some questions about this. I'm sorry I wasn't here for the discussion earlier, but as I look at this, I remember the 85. I'm going to have to sit down with somebody and figure out where these numbers came from.
And you can do that with Buddy.
Because this $85,000 was actually less than they were owed, and it was a compromised number.
Okay.
So I don't know how it got
Mr. Avenatti, you can get clarification from our budget staff on that.
Okay.
Mr. Harkin.
Right. The caveat with my withdrawal, though, is it's just for a week. I'm not waiting until September 8th. Because I want to put pressure on the finance department. We want that information, and we want
to that point, because I want to bring some resolution.
So
and that's what I'm looking for
this week.
Okay.
I would just say that I agree with the withdrawal, but one point, and this is probably my accountant's hat going on here, that if we determine that this is not a good receivable, I think that we have an obligation to not carry it on our books. We need to decide on writing it off. It's probably good.
I do have a question, if I may. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a distinction between the account in which the tobacco monies are controlled?
Please don't confuse that. All right. Okay, again.
There's two different accounts, right?
Everybody has... Mr. Avenatti, please. You can get verification from our finance.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if it's two different accounts...
No. Oranges and apples. All right, now, my commitment is, we probably want to give people next week off from this committee, but we could still meet the morning before the meeting of the 7th to bring some action. I am committed as chairman to call a meeting just to address this particular issue if finance is not forthcoming with the feedback that we need.
Okay?
So I accept your withdrawal in the second from Ms. Myers, I guess. That was your second, right, Ms. Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. Withdrawn, and the item would go pending quick response from my finance department. Unless we have to. Otherwise, the next meeting would be September 7th. But if we don't have any resolution, I may call.
You're not meeting the 23rd. What about the
3rd? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give the members off the 23rd, but I would call a meeting by Thursday if I don't hear any communication coming regarding this very important matter.
Oh, no, we have two more meetings.
But you have
the
30th
also to meet.
All right. Awesome. Again, that's what I just said. I'm trying members for us to meet in 2 weeks so that, okay, but if need be, we'll come together as necessary.
Well, there's no need to come back next week if you want to meet on the 30th to discuss this.
Yeah,
fine.
30th, still a week we also before. Have a housing meeting
fine.
On the 30th.
But again,
right?
We need finance to reply to our budget staff here, to us.
Shut down.
It's absolutely necessary. Can you make sure that message gets across? All right, no. We just need feedback on this particular item that we were going to act on, that finance has not responded to us what the agreement is going to be with the medical center as far as what is owed to the county.
If I recall correctly, we don't speak through the administration to finance. We ask them directly, right? And we should copy the administration, certainly.
Okay.
That's fair, right? But the finance department has been directed by this committee to do specific items, and we haven't gotten that information back.
Again, if that information is not forthcoming, we're just postponing action on this, right, Mr. Harkham?
Yeah.
All right, pending direct communication with our budget staff and to the committee. All right, we have a final item here, which is Item 3367, Act IMA, authorizing the county to enter into IMA with the city of Mount Vernon so that the city can provide youth services for the term of April 1st, 2010 through March 31st, 2011. Mr. Williams.
Yeah, I myself and Legislator Spreckman represent Mount Vernon.
Okay.
These are youth programs for three programs, youth empowerment program, the Safe Haven summer program, and the Step Up program. These programs had been funded through the Invest in Kids program in the past.
Right.
Because of a problem about two years ago, Mount Vernon did not get any funding of these programs through the Invest in Kids program. The funding was allocated to Peekskill, and Peekskill, I think, got most of the additional money. The board, in order to make sure these programs continue, the board of legislators has put back in the funding through the board.
It was an ad.
It was an ad through the board's program because of that problem. And so all this is doing is not giving Mount Vernon anything else that anyone else hadn't received. All this is doing is funding the same programs is for 180 at-risk youth that keep them out of gang activity and keep them involved in enrichment and social programs. It's a needs-based program. It's, you know, that people, these young people, these programs have been working very well, and they are definitely important to the county of Westchester in order to keep young people off the streets.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
This particular program, we did this last year.
Yes.
So this is the same thing that we did last year.
Right. So I recall, and we discussed it severely here at the budget committee when this cuts were transpiring. So this is memorializing the action that we
Where was this money coming from?
It's in the board's budget.
Oh, this is in the board's budget?
Yes.
This is what we discussed at budget time.
At budget
that we kept
time,
the money in.
Yes.
Which cost a lot of...
I just don't remember 174, it was 160 or something like that.
It was 174. That's what it was.
So why does it have to come before us if we already put it in?
Because
it hasn't been dispersed, I think.
Well, we did this last year. We had to do it this way.
We did it the same way last year.
So this money's in our budget?
Yeah. With the municipality, so we have to have an IMA.
This is just memorializing our actions from the budget committee that have not been dispersed, and I guess not
just executing what we've already done.
Exactly. All right. Motion. Okay. Moved by Ms. Spreckman, second by Mr. Williams. All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Opposed? All right, we have one item to receive and file. People, motion is in order for another university.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I would say is that it looks like four items. Is it four, or is it just the one?
No, there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. Mm-hmm. On the first one, on item number one, and the only reason I would like that to stay on the agenda, if it's possible, Mr. Chairman, I know that your committee's not taking it up, but I'm sure that in the Environment Committee, they are taking up this particular item. This is this is where there was a reduction in the allocation of money that was appropriated in the 2010 budget by 10%, which was a $100,000 cut, which in essence turned out to be a $300,000.
All right, we'll have that one remain per chairman's.
And
items 2, 3, and 4 are received and filed.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item remains, and 2, 3, and 4 are gone. If there are no other business to come before this committee, the minutes, people.
So moved and seconded.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Listen, I'm trying, unless it's necessary, our next meeting would be on the 30th, as stated by Mr. Avenanti. That way we get at least 1 week off that we don't have to come together on a Monday morning.
I think the 30th is going to be even harder.
Yeah,
really? It's a holiday week.
That's all right,
holiday.
But again, we still have the top of the morning.
An emergency.
Yeah. If anything comes up, we'll come together. But otherwise, we still have the morning of the 7th to come together. All right? But right now, we don't have anything scheduled for the next 2 weeks. All right? Members, thanks so much. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Stand adjourned. Thanks so much.
Judy, you're here for environment.
Yeah. I'll be here.
What is this?
Bill, you hear from Mount Vernon?
Which one was it?
That's the only member.
All right, so we've got me, you, Bill, and Captain.
We haven't adjusted the phone for the meeting.
I'm going to have to put one together.
Bill Burton, you signed. Bernice, you signed. Tom signed. Right there.
They have not done that for
40 years. And you're going to get me out of there so I can make my 12:30 appointment with a dentist?
How about I kick you out of there?
There we go.
Just to make sure. Consolidation of the Department of Public Safety and Emergency Service. And then that's the last No, just the last item that that they did with Mount Vernon IMA, and I didn't know if he left the prisoners or not, so I just wanted to hear his option if he wants to sign this. I think you have to come in.
Do you want me to bring that to you when he gets on the phone?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. I mean, he may not want to, but I want to give him the option, of course.
Just around. Just trying to fix something.
It was deliverable. I was opening up now.